Welcome to Wisdom Trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on a daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek today as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." We are on day 1637 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Thomas Young, and it is, "A bold Christian is the highest style of a man or woman." So today's nugget of wisdom will be, a bold Christian. When you think of a bold person, what comes to mind? Is it someone with courage? To be bold is not to be mean or a bully. It is described like this. It is not hesitating or fearful to face an actual or possible danger or rebuff. You are courageous and daring. Do you respect and admire a bold person? In our Western world, we often think that as Christ followers, we are being accused or persecuted. While some persecution is happening in our modern democratic countries during the past few years, we are not experiencing anything close to the persecution in some Asian and Middle Eastern countries. If you do experience severe persecution at some point in your life, will you stand to be bold as an imager of God? Will you count yourself worthy to suffer? None of us like to suffer, but we must remain bold regardless of what we face in life. When you show boldness, others will notice and seek to follow your ways. We must stand boldly as Christians because there is nothing that we have or will go through outside the plan of God. As others see our bold stand, it will give them encouragement and strength to stand bold in their faith. Never underestimate your impact that you have on others. God has promised all that we need to be bold. We even have the confidence to go before God boldly. So stand strong, stand bold. And our verse for today is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,636 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you haven't done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life, together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.